الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to the beautiful, wonderful Silsila program of Madani channel Islamic Luminaries. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this beautiful program of Madani channel, we have been covering a new luminary, a new personality in every episode, an Islamic hero, an Islamic role model. We have been covering in every episode. Likewise, in today's episode as well, we have a very beautiful topic on a very beautiful and a very wonderful personality of Islam and Islamic luminary, subhanallah azza wa jal. But before we get into the topic, let's listen to a fadilat of Durud e Pak. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me one time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers upon him 10 blessings. And the one who sends salat upon me 10 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers upon him 100 blessings, subhanallah. And the one who recites durood upon me 100 times, Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes in between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell. And Allah azza wa jal will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah, such a wonderful fadilat of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So let's try as much as possible. We send salutations upon the master of both the worlds, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So today's topic, subhanallah, is regarding a great sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This sahabi is such a sahabi. He attained the closeness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is amongst those personalities who has sacrificed for deen, for the Holy Prophet, for Islam, at many occasions, at many times, so much of wealth. Subhanallah, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of his highlighted characteristics. So let's start off with a waqia describing this personality, Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A beautiful incident, a beautiful waqia. One day Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to come home with his friends. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam accepted the invitation, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when the date was, he set off with his friends to the house of Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu to attend the dawat, to attend the meal. Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu at that instance was doing something really strange. And what he was doing was that he was in front of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam busy counting the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many steps is Rasulullah taking? He was busy counting. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, "Oh Usman, what are you doing? What's this? You invited me, I'm coming, but what's the story with counting? How many steps am I taking?" Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in your honor, in your reverence, Allahu Akbar, I will free one slave for every step you take." Allahu Akbar. Such love and devotion for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. The shayar beautifully says that mujhko dunya ki daulat nazar chahiye. Mujhko dunya ki daulat nazar chahiye. Shahe Kausar ki meethi nazar chahiye. That I do not want the worldly wealth. I do not want the treasures of the world. But I want a merciful glance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this exactly fits upon Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessing of Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So his name is Uthman. Ain, Tha, Meem, Alif, Noon. In English it is also spelled with U-S, it is also spelled with U-T-H, but the correct pronunciation is Uthman. But people usually say it as Usman. That's, you know, famously in the people. But the correct pronunciation is Uthman. So his name is Usman, and the kunya is Abu Amr. Whereas his titles are Amirul Mu'mineen. The other title is Zun Nurain, and that's a very, very famous title, the possessor of two noors. Then the other title of Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is Kamilul Hayai wal Iman, and meaning perfect in modesty and faith. Then another title is Jami'ul Quran, meaning the compiler of the Holy Quran. Usman al-Bahaya, Usman al-Basafa, many, many titles, subhanallah, azza wa jal. But the most famous ones Zun Nurain, Amirul Mu'mineen, Zun Nurain. So he was one of the very close Sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said that I am the fourth amongst the four people who accepted Islam. Meaning amongst the four people in the beginning days, he was the fourth one to have accepted Islam. When he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam, Allahu Akbar, it was not an easy journey. It was not something just, you know, put into the dish, ready to consume. No, there were sacrifices. There were hard times, which our noble companions, these shining stars, went through. There were tasks. There were tough missions. There were struggles. There were sacrifices. Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he embraced Islam, his family members, his relatives, and people, they opposed very severely. And they were pressurizing Usman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu because he was a very well-known person. He was very influential. So people said, why have you gone through, you know, a new religion or something? Come back to the religion of your ancestors. Come back to our religion. So his uncle, the uncle of Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whose name was Hakam bin Abil As, he tied Usman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu with ropes and said that you leave the religion of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or stay like this here. I will not untie you until you leave the religion. Allahu Akbar, Usman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will never abandon Islam, nor can I ever give up this wealth which I have attained. I can never give up the wealth of Iman. I will never leave the right path. I will never leave this blessing which is given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then at the end, looking at the situation, the uncle of Usman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he basically gave up. So I can't do anything more. He doesn't want to listen, and he is very firm on his belief. And, you know, he was fed up, he gave up, and he let Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu go. This was a sacrifice, this was the devotion, this was the dedication, this was the steadfastness, the istiqamat upon Iman of Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is what the Holy Quran teaches us, that the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam should be above everything else. And this is what we learn from the seerah of Usman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayah 24 of Surah Tawbah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: say, O beloved, if your fathers and your sons and your brothers and your wives and your family and your acquired wealth and the trade in which you fear a loss and the house of your liking, all these are dearer to you than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and fighting in His way, then wait until Allah brings about His commandment. And Allah does not guide the sinful ones. Allahu Akbar. Allama Qadiyat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has said, this ayah tells us that the devotion to the blessed Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam is necessary and obligatory. It has been greatly emphasized and has been proven from the Holy Quran. It is evident from the Holy Quran, and there is a warning which has been given to us in this ayat. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has said in this ayat, فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرِهِ. Then wait until Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala brings about His commandment. And that person is also frightened who loves his wealth, wife and children more than Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Further, at the end of this ayah, such people have been informed that they are amongst the misguided people, those who consider other things more dear, more beloved than Allah and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. They have been classified amongst the misguided people. Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has said, from this blessed ayah, it has been understood that the person who considers any honorable person, relative and friend, any position or anything dearer than the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam is rejected in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal will not guide such a person. Such a person should wait for the torment of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you see how important it is to have the love of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. It is the basic essence of Iman. It is the fundamental requirement of Iman. And we learn this from the seerat, from the biographies of Sahaba, from the companions, alayhim ur-ridwan. Look at Usman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu. He was ready to be tied up. No matter for how long you tie me up, I'm not going to leave the path of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not going to give up this wealth of Iman which I have been blessed by my Rabb Azza wa Jal. This was the dedication, the devotion and the steadfastness upon Islam, upon Iman and upon the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One day, sitting at the door of a masjid, Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent for the meat of mutton, front leg piece, and ate and offered salah without making fresh wudu. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu then said, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam also ate the same thing sitting like this and at the very same place. And that's simply the reason why I also did it. Allahu Akbar. You know, this action may seem to us very small, but just imagine that because the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam ate such and such meal at such and such time at such and such place, Usman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu first of all noticed that and then did accordingly. Why? The beloved has done that. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. At another instance, Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu called for some water to perform wudu, and after he performed wudu he smiled. After smiling, he asked the companions, he asked his companions, do you know the reason why I smiled? The companions present there said that, no, we do not know. Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that once, right here, same place, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam called for water for wudu. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed wudu. After performing wudu, he smiled. And after he smiled, he asked the companions, do you know why I smiled? Allahu Akbar. Following this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Well, then he mentions the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that what Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned and what was the reason why the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had smiled. The reason was that when a person during wudu washes his face, the sins of his face are washed away. Washes his hands, the sins of his hands are washed away. Washes his feet, sins of his feet are washed away. So This is a beautiful hadith, a wonderful hadith. But the point I'm making here is that look at the love of Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He could have just quoted the hadith, but no, he acted upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that such and such place he made wudu and then smiled and then asked. So he also did the very same. He called for water, he did wudu, he completed the wudu, he smiled and then he asked. And then he mentioned and narrated the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his immense mercy of Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And also grant us his sadaqah, also grant us blessings from him آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ وضو کر کے خندہ ہوئے شاہ عثمہ، کہا کیوں تبسم بھلا کر رہا ہوں؟ جواب سوال مخاطب دیا، پھر کسی کی ادا کو ادا کر رہا ہوں۔ شاہ بیوٹیفلی پٹس دس انٹائر سیناریو ان ون کپلٹ، ہی سیز دیٹ سیدنا عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ پرفارم وضو اینڈ دین کوسچن ہمسیلف that why am I smiling, and upon answering this question Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, kisi ki ada ko ada kar raha hoon, I am fulfilling an action which someone had done, meaning I am fulfilling the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I am imitating Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, doing exactly how Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did. So this was the love of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful example, when Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu intended to offer salam in a cold winter night, he asked his slave Amran radiallahu ta'ala anhu for water for wudu. The slave brought him water, so he started washing his hands and mouth with it. As he radiallahu ta'ala anhu started his wudu, the slave humbly asked that may Allah azza wa jal protect you, you are making wudu whereas the night is very cold. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated in reply, I have heard from the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the person who makes proper wudu, Allah azza wa jal forgives his past and future sins. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Meaning, whether the world is left or right or up or down, whatever happens, sunnah of the Prophet, pleasure of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam comes first. And this should also be our goal and our aim. As Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah says, Teri sunnato pe chal kar, meri rooh jab nikal kar, chale tum gale lagana madani madine wale. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, and if we ponder in this verse, this is basically the definition of Iman. Allahu Akbar. It shows us what the characteristics of Iman are. What should a person have in order for him to complete his Iman? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Say, O beloved, O people, if you love Allah, you should obey me. Only then Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. From this blessed ayah, it has been understood that the obedience to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the evidence of love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And salvation and success depends upon it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected the attainment of paradise, his pleasure and his closeness to the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is only possible if we love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And why shouldn't we love Rasulullah? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the perfect example. He is the perfect role model. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab, part 21, verse 21. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, you have an excellent model in the following of the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Undoubtedly, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is an exemplary being, and his companions are also exemplary. We are talking about Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His every action, his every doing, his every act was in accordance with the pleasure of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another unique characteristic of Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was and Nathan also, yeah, he used to praise the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this is another sign of love that a person praises the beloved. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, while praising Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, mentions a very beautiful couplet, Allahu Akbar, the translation of which is, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has such a great status that when the people who oppose the recitation of the Holy Quran listen to his blessed recitation, they become lover of it. They become the lovers of the Holy Quran and the glorified Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, for whom freshness and beauty is evident every day. Whatever he speaks becomes true. Another example, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu has also stated the glory of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in such a beautiful way. Subhanallah, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا أَوْقَعَ ذِلَّكَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ لِأَلَّا يَدَعَ إِنسَانٌ قَدَمَهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ الظِّلِّ. Said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, undoubtedly Allah azza wa jal did not let your shadow fall on the ground, so no person could ever step upon it. Subhanallah, such praises of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, such great ashiqa Rasul, such great lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Not only was he a lover of Rasulullah, he was the lover of the Ahlul Bayt as well. He was the lover of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is a sign of devotion. This is a sign of ishq-e Rasul. Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, no person can become a perfect believer until I become more blessed to him than his own life, and my offsprings become more blessed to him than his offsprings, and I become more beloved to him than his own self, and my family becomes more beloved to him than his own family. Then only a person can become a true believer. Then only a person can become a true mu'min. This is a condition of iman, loving the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wholeheartedly, more than a person's life. Muhammad ki muhabbat deen haq ki shart awwal hai, isi mein ho agar khami to sab kuch na mukammal hai. That the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the first and foremost condition of iman. If this is incomplete, and everything else is incomplete. Iman jise kehte hain aqeedah mein hamare, wo teri muhabbat, teri itrat ki wila hai. That in our belief, what is called iman, the definition is your love and the love of your family. Subhanallah azza wa jal, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu had extremely great love for the relatives and Ahl Bayt Athar of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He would present his life, his money, his time, everything upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt. One of the examples, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha has said that once the family of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not eat anything for 4 days. Yes, for 4 days, no eating at all. And we are talking about the family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the owner of Jannah. Allahu Akbar, the master of our hearts, the peace of our heart and mind. Starving family for 4 days. Can we even imagine that situation? Allahu Akbar. What happens is, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came and said, did you find anything after me? Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says, I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if Allah does not bring through your blessed hands, so how can we get? Having heard this, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made wudu and went to the masjid. Sometimes you offered salah at one place and made dua, and sometimes you offered at another place and made dua there. Now what happens is, when Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had gone to make dua, in the last part of the day, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and asked permission to come in. This is being narrated by Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. She says, I wanted to hide this matter of ours from him. Then I thought that he is one of the wealthiest Muslims. Perhaps Allah azza wa jal has sent him to help the Ahlul Bayt. When I gave him permission, he came in and said, dear mother, where is the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I stated the whole condition. Having heard this, Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu started weeping. He started crying. Tears started flowing. And he said, may this world be destroyed. O Ummul Mu'mineen, O the mother of the believers, why didn't you inform me? Abdul Rahman bin Auf, Thabit bin Qais, and other wealthy Muslims are there. You didn't tell the condition to anybody. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu then went out and sent bags of flour, wheat and dates, and one skin removed goat and a bag containing 300 dirhams. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu then said, I have sent all these things in a rush, in a hurry. Later on, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought loaves of bread and roasted meat and said, please have them and also keep for the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then making me take an oath, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that making me take an oath, Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, you must inform me now onwards whenever there is any sort of such situation. Allahu Akbar. After some time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also came and asked, O Aisha, did you find anything after me? I humbly said, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I knew it, that you went out to make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And I also knew it, that Allah Azza wa Jal would not reject your dua. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what did you get? So much flour, wheat, dates, a skin removed goat, a bag of 300 dirhams, loaves of bread and roasted meat. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said humbly, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then asked, who gave them? So she says that I humbly reply, Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought them. He came himself. When I told him the whole condition, he started weeping, expressed hatred of this world, and made me swear that I must inform him of such a condition from now onwards. Having heard this, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not sit, but rather went to Masjid al-Nabawi and made dua three times like this by raising his blessed hands in divine court for Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Oh Allah, I am pleased with him. You too be pleased with him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam making dua for Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's immense mercy be upon Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The shayar beautifully says, Allah se kya pyar hai Usman Ghani ka, mehboob-e khuda yaar hai Usman Ghani ka. Now what sort of love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has towards Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he is blessed with the companionship and the friendship of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So whatever a person gets, he gets through the sake and sadaqah and wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu seerat is actually an example for us that whatever we do should be for Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a lot to talk about Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu. There is a lot about his biography. There is a lot about his characteristics. But today there are two things which I shall be highlighting. Number one is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The first message of this episode is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That's the condition of the completion of one's iman. Meaning if our iman is not complete, then we have lost. We don't have a direction. And love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will make a realization in our heart that yes, what Rasulullah has said should be done. And what Rasulullah has refused us from, we should avoid that. No matter what happens, no matter how much our heart wants to do something, but Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam have put a full stop for us there, have sketched a line for us there. That's our limit. We're not crossing that. No matter what, the world can go upside down. We're not crossing that. That's the boundary of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we have been allowed to do something, we have been told to do something, so yes, why not? Let's follow that. And this was the nature of the Sahaba-i-Karam, of the Awliya Allah, of the pious sages. No matter what happens, they are not doing anything which may displease Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Pleasure of Allah and His blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a clear-cut path towards Jannah. And the displeasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam we may be paving our way towards Jahannam, from which may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. The second message of today, and a very important one, is to be generous in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have heard so many narrations about Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala and his generosity. But have you ever heard anything like that? That because Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala and who gave so many camels in the path of Allah, so many horses in the path of Allah, so many animals in the path of Allah, so much of gold in the path of Allah, so much of dirhams in the path of Allah, so much of farms in the path of Allah, so many wells in the path of Allah, so many slaves in the path of Allah, so at the end of the day he became poor? No, never. In fact, his wealth kept on increasing and increasing and increasing. When he assisted Islam this much at one instance, he assisted Islam on the second instance, maybe that much. Double or triple of how much he did for the first time. So this actually increases a person's wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it obligatory upon us, upon those people who are sahib and nisab, who are wealthy, to give a 2.5% of their wealth as zakat every year. This is for us actually, this is for purifying our wealth. We should be giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we have is given to us by Allah. This life is given to us by Allah. The treasure of Iman is given to us by Allah. If we have been blessed with money, this is also a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon that money, if we get the sense of donating in the path of Allah, that is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are successful in giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then thawab is also given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything has been given to Allah. We are spending in the path of Allah. Allahu Akbar. So, and yet upon that too, Allah ta'ala is rewarding us. Let's be generous in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's donate generously. Let's follow the footsteps of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's keep the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and love for Islam to the extent that we should have in this our mind that anything I have, whatever I have, be it time, be it money, whatever it may be, I will spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever there is need. You know, this platform of Dawat Islami, you're watching me on Madani channel. Madani channel works, you know, so much of equipment. This program is being recorded on a camera. Camera is an equipment where we are sitting. You know, there's so much of effort there. So many teams there. There is a professional team, a recording team, editing team, and so many things. And then the satellite expenses, so many things are happening. How are they happening and what are they happening for? They are happening through your donations and they are happening for you to be educated. This is just one department of Dawat-e-Islami amongst the close to 100 departments of Dawat-e-Islami. Madrasa is one of the departments of Dawat-e-Islami. There are plus 4,400 madrasas around the world. Jamiat, Darul Uloom, this is also a department of Dawat-e-Islami. There are more than 900 jamiats, Islamic universities, Darul Uloom around the world. Likewise, so many other departments, Maktabatul Madina, then we look into the research department, Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, then a department about prayer times, then a department of IT, then a department of welfare, FGRF, so many departments doing such a wonderful work. So Dawat-e-Islami asks for donations from you, for you, subhanallah, to give it to the community, to serve the community, to educate your children, subhanallah, azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us firm upon the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and give us a heart which is ever ready to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See you in the next episode, inshallah, with a new topic, with a discussion of another great personality of Islam. Keep watching Islamic Luminaries. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.